Hey, everybody, it's Brian and Miss Rachel, and this is Catching Time Podcast, where we are hoping, desiring, loving for you to catch time as a family in the car, wherever you're listening, to have a 10-minute quick idea for a conversation, and hopefully it springboards you into so much more. We're excited you're with us. Let's go.
Well, hello, friends. It's Miss Rachel and Brian, and we are back with Catching Time, and we are so excited that you are here catching time with
Absolutely.
Us today.
Yeah.
So, Brian, it's my turn for a question today.
Yeah.
And my question is, what age are you excited about, and why that age?
Yeah. So I kind of have two answers. I think the biggest age I looked forward to, the one that I wanted the most, was probably 16, right? Being able to drive was a big deal. I wanted to be able to drive. I wanted to control my own destiny. I wanted that power, that responsibility. I probably wasn't aware of or desired, but like, because I couldn't pay my own insurance, none of that.
I
wanted that. I think the other age, and this is just silly, but I wanted to be 11 really bad for a long time. Because 11, me and my best friend in the whole world had made this agreement that we were going to buy each other pocket knives.
Yeah.
I don't know why we thought 11 was the appropriate age to buy each other pocket knives, but that was the age.
That was it.
And we had known each other, again, since we were babies. We were little guys. And so we had made this promise. I don't know when.
Yeah.
Probably when we were 10. But we were looking forward to 11 so much because we were like, hey, for 11, for your birthday, I'm going to get you a pocket knife. For my birthday, like, you know, so anyway, that's just how it worked out. So what about you? What ages were you looking forward to?
Oh, my goodness. I think I was always looking for the next birthday because I wanted to be older. But I do agree, like what you said about being 16, that freedom of driving, you know, was like, oh, my gosh, I'll be able to drive myself. No one else will be in the car. I can do this.
You know,
like I can go wherever I want to go.
I can play my music.
Yeah. Right here. Okay. That was so real.
Yeah.
Being able to play my music. Although my first car had an AM radio, so it wasn't as good. But I quickly, you know, was able to get a new, once I started working, I was able to get a new radio.
Yeah.
Isn't that so sad? Oh, I totally dated myself. Are there cars that have AM radios anymore? But anyway.
Mine does. It's the 97. It's a classic. And then CDs and all that. Anyway, cars evolved.
Yes.
Certainly.
Absolutely.
I think that was a time. Now, if I were asked this as a parent, I don't know. I also think about it as a youth director, as a children's director. I go, man, I know as a kid, I was always kind of looking forward to the next thing. Oh, well, when will I be in high school? That's 14.
Yeah.
When will I be out of high school? 18. When will I be in college? You know, right?
Yeah.
When will I be in middle school or elementary school or whatever? But we say this a lot. It's a phase. Don't miss it.
Yes.
Right? And I think so often our kids are looking forward to the next thing that we're missing the great joy that is here, right?
Yes.
We're looking ahead to college. Are you going to do this in college? Are you going to, you know, major in X? Are you going to get the grade that's good enough?
Yeah.
Our kids are only kids once, right?
Yes.
How do we capture some of that time?
Yeah.
Hopefully by talking, having discussion, right?
Yes.
Like, was not trying to plug us, but like, catch time with our kids. Because, we can so quickly jump through it.
Absolutely. Well, what I like about this question is why. Why that age? You know, because we talked about, you know, I had control over whatever.
Yeah.
Like for our younger kids, there was this movie that was called Yes Day. You know, like if you know, we're asking this of our three-year-old, hey, what age do you want to be? I can't wait to hear what age they say.
Yeah.
You know, because they could say anything, you know, and then it's like, okay, well, why? Well, because I get to have control, or I get to do this, or I get to do that. And then why not go do that, you know, or, you know, depending on what it is. But, you know, why don't you have a yes day? You know, for our elementary friends, maybe it's I want to be this age because then I can do safety patrol.
Yeah.
You know, oh, great. You want to do safety patrol. That's wonderful. How can I either help that along, make sure we make that a goal or as a parent, or what are the things can I do so that I see that, you know, for them that they can't wait to do that? So their answer is so important. Not only says about themselves and what goals they have for themselves, but, you know, a little bit of insight into them.
Yeah, which is also why we ask these questions. They shouldn't be yes or no, right?
These
should be always why, how, what questions when we talk to our kids, our students. I love that, though. Yeah, listen. right? Yes. Don't just go, oh, 13, cool, move on. No, yeah. But why? Dig deep. Is there a spiritual emphasis to this question we could throw in before we take a break and let them ask it? Yeah.
The thing that comes to mind with a spiritual question about this is how we grow in our faith. We have talked about different milestones in our children's faith. You know, the first day of kindergarten is a big one. Third grade Bible is another big one. Confirmation.
Huge, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome. How can we say what age are you excited to get to or what thing, what milestone, you know, and why? What about third grade Bible? Is it you get your own Bible? It's given to you from the congregation.
Yeah.
You know, confirmation, you're taking hold of your faith. You know, is that what it is? Or are they scared?
Yeah.
You know, do they not know?
A lot of questions.
Yes, yeah. What is the journey that I'm going to be on? What's the path that I'm going to take in God's big story for me?
Yeah.
So that's one of the ways.
Well, and our age is linear. Our spiritual growth kind of.
Oh, it ebbs and flows.
Ebbs and flows. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. All right. Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break. Let's go back to the original question. I can never remember where we started.
I will ask you, what age are you excited about?
Oh, yeah.
And why that age?
Yeah.
We'll see you back in a minute.
Perfect. And we're back. Hopefully you guys had some great discussion about age.
Yes.
I think, too, as a parent, what we have to do, this is hard, is to not look back, right? Because, as soon as you asked me that question, I was like, 25, right? Like, 25 was such a fun age, right? Like,
28. I was 28 for forever.
Also, we had kids super early. 25, I don't know. They were still babies. Super fun. What are we as parents? What birthday are you looking forward to next, right? For me, it's birthday number 40. I think that's going to be a cool, fun time.
Yeah.
I feel like I hope I'm just starting to hit my prime.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. My body hurts all the time. I had to walk up 3 flights of stairs. I was out of breath. You know, I don't know. How do we continue looking forward to, as parents, post the kids' birthday parties but our birthday parties?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's hard. This was a big birthday for me. I am in my late 40s, but I have so enjoyed my 40s. I'm not scared of my 50s, but I'm just like, okay, what else is going to go wrong with my body?
Right. You know. Just waiting for it to fail on us.
Yeah. But I love the wisdom that I've gained, you know, and I think what I look forward to is what else will God reveal? You know, what else can I learn? What other things will draw me closer? So I think that's what I most look forward to is not necessarily the number, but how much closer I can get to God.
Yeah. Well, and I think
everything I've learned.
Such an important perspective to teach to our kids, right? Keep looking forward. It is exciting. Be present. Be in the faith.
But be present. Absolutely.
I know we're telling you guys way too much to do, but
you
can do it. Have a great time catching time, right?
Yeah. See you next time. Friends, thanks so much for spending time with us on Catching Time. We hope that this has inspired you. See you next time.